But we ought to be determined to rejoice and be glad in it, because God has included us in his plan for this day, the 27th day of August. We have much to be thankful for, and I thank God today for his keeping power. We're certainly grateful for each of you on the call today for this inspirational nugget, if you will, to help you get started on this day. Many of you are already up and about and making your way and going through what you need to do to get to where you're trying to be. But we praise God for your continued support. This inspirational moment happens each Tuesday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. And we have various people across the country who are viewing on different time zones. But we thank God for how he yet blesses and sustains us, even in spite of ourselves. Aren't you glad that God looked beyond your faults and got right to your needs? Aren't you glad that we serve a God who forgives us of our sins? Aren't you glad today that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above any and everything that we can ever ask or think? And then Paul would remind us that eyes haven't seen nor ears heard, neither have they entered into the heart of men the things that God has prepared for those who love him. And so I just believe that we have some lovers of God on the call today because of your sacrifice. God is going to sustain you in this season, and he's going to continue to supply your every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus our Lord. Well, let me give you the playback number as we prepare for this few minutes today. It's 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. We want to prepare now for a word of prayer, and then we're going to share a brief devotional with you. Father, we're extremely grateful. We're extremely thankful. We bless you and we honor you. And we thank you, dear Lord, for including us in your plan for this day. We thank you for being a God who forgives us of our sins and who continues to give us time and time again to make the transition in terms of being in proper relationship with you. We thank you, God, for even the day on this 27th day of August, we can look back over our lives and we can thank you for how you continued to keep us connected and how you didn't give up on us even when we fell short of the things that you had assigned to our hearts and hands to do. But God, you continue to hold on to us even when our grip gets a little loose. And so we thank you, God, for just continuing to be that kind of God in our lives. We're grateful for those who have gone before us and who have set the way and who have laid the path and who have cleared the way for us to run this race. And so now, God, we pray that as we prepare to move forward into this day, that you will strengthen us where we're weak and build us up where we're torn down. We pray a special blessing for each person on this call today and those who will hear this particular message by playback or Facebook Live. We pray your choices, blessings to be upon us even as we move forward. And we believe that you are going to do something powerful in our situations today. And we know beyond the shadow of a doubt that our faith is going to increase because you said faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So we thank you right now for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you will do. In Jesus' name we pray. And those who love God said amen. Amen. Well, there's a word found in Romans, the 12th chapter, in verse number 2. You're familiar with this particular passage of scripture. We talk about it often, and we recited, I believe we recited it this past Sunday, but verse number 2 of Romans, the 12th chapter, says, "And be not conformed to this world, but what, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind," watch this, "that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Let me say it again. "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable perfect will of God. In my little devotional, I have several devotionals. This one is by Bishop Joseph W. Walker III, the presiding bishop of the Full Gospel International. He talks about, and the title of this little devotional is A Date with Destiny. I did a series around this particular title during the devotional several months ago. It may have been even last year, and just talked about and encouraged us to understand that we have a date with destiny, and that God has something special in store for us. God has created us. He has built us to withstand the pressure and the trials and the tribulation. And the Bible reminds us that greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. And if God is putting you through a situation, if God is allowing some things to happen in your life, it's because he knows that you have on the inside of you what it takes in order for you to succeed. And so you are wired for destiny. Yeah, you're wired for destiny. And greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. And so even though you've come through a lot and you're still trying to manage where you are now, know that God is yet equipping you for what he yet has in store for you. There's greatness on the other side of what you're going through now. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither have they entered into the heart of men the things that God has prepared for those who love him. So Paul here in this text, he tells us that we should look to Jesus. Yeah, we should keep our eyes focused on him. He is our example. He is the one who has already finished the race, and he's waiting on us at the finish line. Can't you see him? Can't you see that great cloud of witnesses, as it talked about in Hebrews, of those who are cheering us on, telling us to continue to run this race with patience, looking to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. You know, Jesus ran his race, and he taught us, in as a result of him finishing his race, how we ought to be able to handle difficulties in life. All we have to do is look to him. He is our example. He did it. And with his help, guess what? You too can finish. That's a word for somebody today who's struggling and straining and say, Pastor, you just don't know. It looks like I'm spinning my wheels. It doesn't look like I'm advancing. It doesn't look like I'm going anywhere. It looks like I'm still in the same place I was in at the start of the year. And here it is, August, getting ready to go into September. Pastor, I'm having a difficult time, but you are wired for destiny. What you're going through is to strengthen you for what yet lies ahead. If you keep your eyes on Jesus and run your race, you will arrive at your place of destiny. Wow, I could stop right there, because if we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and run our race, not somebody else's race, not somebody else's situation, stay in your lane. That's appropriate for right here. If we run our race, you will arrive at your place of destiny. All too often, we get thrown off track by looking to the left, looking to the right, imagining what it would be like to be in somebody else's shoes or to be somebody else. No, you can't run nobody else's race. And it doesn't matter how much you have, how much admiration you might have for someone else, their relationship or whatever it might be. You got to remember one thing, that your race, my race, is unique and it's different. My race is different from your race. Your race is different from mine. We might have some of the same things in common throughout the race, but we have to continue to press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There's a champion in you. Yeah, there's a champion in you. Let me say that again. There's a champion in you that's waiting to cross the finish line and receive that gold medal. And so I want to encourage you to continue to trust the Lord and lean not into your own understanding. You must run with a goal in mind. You've got to know that the obstacles, the trials, the tribulations, they are not to destroy you, but they are to strengthen you. And James says, count it all joy when you go through trials and tribulations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith Somebody's faith is being tried right now. James says the trying of your faith is what worketh patience. Watch this now. He says, but let patience have her perfect work, that you might be entire, wanting nothing. So he says, count it all joy. Count it all joy, James, when I'm going through a difficult time. Yes. Count it all joy when I wake up in the morning and I'm not clear in terms of my path before me. Yes. Count it all joy when I know that I'm going to a job where they don't appreciate my gifts or my time and my talents and what I bring to the table. Yes. Count it all joy, James, when I feel like giving up and when I feel like not really doing my part, but just getting in a rut. No, he says, count it all joy when you go through, knowing that the trying of your faith is what worketh patience. Sometimes we're going to be in situations where our faith is going to be tried. And I oftentimes tell you that a faith that's not tested is one that cannot be trusted. Many times we don't want to go through nothing. But no, God equips us and he prepares us for what we go through so that we can be better for the next situation that we come up against. So I just want to encourage you to commit to run your race today. Let's commit to finishing what we started and push past that point of fatigue and not to grow weary. You're not an average person. You're above average. There's a champion on the inside of you. You're wired for destiny. God has placed something on the inside of you, and destiny doesn't quit. So it presses on to see what the end is going to be like. I want to encourage you to press toward that mark. Be encouraged, and you got to encourage somebody else along the way. But more importantly, stay in the race, knowing that you're not running just for you, but you're running so that others can see and know it's possible for them too to finish their race. You're running for the glory of God. Let God be glorified in how you run your race. More importantly, stay in the race. Let's pray. God, we thank you. We're grateful for the race you have allowed us to run. May we run it in your glory. And we thank you for reminding us through this word today that you're not finished with us yet. You are reminding us that we are not the first to run this race. Yet our faithfulness may inspire somebody else that's coming behind us. So we thank you today for the relationship that we have with you. And we pray the Lord that we might run together toward our destiny. In Jesus' name, glory to God. We yet give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. So we thank you right now for being God and God alone. In Jesus' name we pray. And those who love God said, amen. Well, we're certainly grateful again for each of you on the call. We thank you for being a part of this inspirational moment. The playback number is 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. And I want to encourage you to be encouraged today and continue to keep those spiritual antennas up as you make your way. I believe God's going to use you to be a blessing to somebody else. But after all, we're blessed to be a blessing. We're loved by God so that we might love somebody else. All right. So until next time, you be blessed. And remember, you're wired for destiny.